Mr. Speaker, we've received a letter from the Governor concerning his line item veto of House Bill 1082. So the House will proceed to the reconsideration of House Bill 1082 pursuant to the line item veto of the Governor as provided in Section 4, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Any remarks? Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. The House Bill 1082 veto that you have in front of you, I would just say to you this, that I do agree, as the House sponsor of that bill, I do agree with the Governor's veto. What he has done in the veto is something that I should have taken a responsibility of doing on the last day of session, and that is deleted that language that specifically talks about the Education Enhancement Fund. Having said that, I don't see a problem with that. We do know that just by the deletion of those particular line items in there, that the funding will be put in place. The funds are in the general fund, and the VOTEX will receive their dollars. So in that case, I do agree with the veto, and I hope that you will stand in the vote for me. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, again, ladies and gentlemen, we are on to line item vetoes. And again, sticking with the Constitution, it says a line item veto shall be treated the same as the veto of any other bill. And therefore, the question for you today is whether or not the language that was deleted by the line item should pass. In other words, should the language after the transfer of earnings from the Education Enhancement Trust Fund created in Article 13, Section 6 of South Dakota Constitution pursuant to SDCL Section 5, 4-5-29.2 pass? In other words, should this language pass, you would vote yes. If you don't want this language to agree with the Governor and Representative Putnam, you will vote no. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Kroger. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there was one yes, 69 nays.
So the question, not having received an affirmative vote of two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is declared lost, and the veto of the Governor is sustained.